Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 556. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Whichever one you choose is absolutely free, including the postage and handling. I've got some strong things to tell you tonight, and I pray that you'll believe what I said. I was on a program with Greg Zemanski this evening, and there was so much static that every time I'd bring out a profound fact, the people that were listening in the other part of the building said that there was like some blast of electricity. And that to me proves for sure that there are powers in the world today that are fighting the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the truth of who the enemy is in this world to all the people. And I'm bringing these messages such as this for the purpose of trying to be a friend to you folks out there, you know, because there's nobody else going to tell you the truth. How many Christian works are going to tell you that they belong to the Vatican? The reason that they don't is because they're Jesuits, and the Jesuits is a secret order that is out to, well, we have the Jesuit oath here tonight. It's you can look it up at the Library of Congress. It's in there, and it's inserted there by patriarchs of the United States of America that show that they will slice your throat. They will burn you. They'll rip the baby out of your wife's womb. They are out to destroy you. They'll burn you and boil you even. And they will even pretend to be Christians, like Governor Clinton did when he was running for the presidency. And the minute that he became president, he showed his true colors by stating that he is a Catholic. And he toured around the world with the Pope. And we have pictures of him taking the Eucharist, and also President Bush as well, because the Catholics say that no one can take that Eucharist unless they are dyed-in-the-wool Catholics. But we've got a lot to tell you. There's the Jesuit oath, statements from Abraham Lincoln, statements from today's President Bush, and we have all kinds of revelations in regard to this. But right now, let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to anoint this service, this program. Father, anoint this program. I know you want the people of the world to know how secret the Jesuits are. It's a secret society. It's a very mysterious organization, and it's headed in Rome. It is called, you call it in your word, Mystery Babylon the Great. The Great Whore, the Whore of Revelation. The one that is making the world desolate of any law, a world organization is making no judgment, lawless, totally lawless, and is destroying the actual world by making people believe that the leaders of different countries are like Adolf Hitler, and they're making the people that are in the ministry, making people in the world to believe that we that are preaching your word, that you're using us to dispense your spirit. Your word is spirit and life, and that you're using us to dispense your spirit upon all flesh, which is the word of God, because incorporated within the word of God is the Holy Spirit, which is symbolized in the Bible of water and blood. We must be born of water and blood, the Holy Spirit and the blood, which the life is in the blood. And so when we see in the scriptures that the water and the blood is coming out of your side, it shows that you shed your blood and your spirit, and you sacrificed your body on the cross, that our souls might be saved if we accept the whole word of God, which is the spirit, the water, the blood, and your flesh, your death on the cross. And if we accept it, what we're going to do is we're going to take up the cross. As you said, we'll deny ourselves the old kind of life that we lived before, and we'll take up the cross and follow you. In other words, your lifestyle instead of our own. And Lord, I pray that tonight you'll cut through all of the false doctrine and all the fallacy and open the people in this world their eyes, that they are able to see. They're blind now, but there's the song, you know, I was blind, but now I see. Make this happen, Lord, to the people in Radio Land tonight, and also that their souls might be saved. Lord, you know that I don't hate any Catholic at all. I don't hate them at all, no matter, you know, all the things they've done to Susie and myself and the rest of this church. We don't hate them, but we always prayed for your enemy and ours, which is the Vatican. Lord, they're not Christians. I know you know this better than I do, because you're the one that opened my eyes to them. But I pray, Lord, that the eyes will be open this evening, this morning, this afternoon, whenever they're listening to this program, that they may be saved and that the church may divorce himself completely from this ugly cult who's based in Rome, and that people, the good people that are in that cult, will come out and serve you, Father, by the Holy Spirit, by receiving the whole Word of God, and that they'll stop their incantations and receive the Word, the unabridged Word of your Word, that they'll receive you, God. You are the Word. You were from the beginning. You have no beginning and no end. Lord, I ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, this is going to be a rough and tumble message. And you know that the people of the Bible that really brought forth the Bible are rugged people. John the Baptist used to bite grasshoppers' heads off and chew them up because it's legal in the Bible to eat them. And he wore just camel hair. He looked like a wild man. And he told the Pharisees, the false people, he says, I'm not going to baptize you, he said, until I see the works of the Lord being done in you. Meet for salvation. You have to do something godly before I'm going to baptize you. He says, you bunch of snakes, what have you come here? How come you make your appearance at this baptism? He says, you're a bunch of vipers. I won't baptize you unless I see meats worthy of repentance. You don't repent. You come down here with these long, beautiful-looking gowns on, and I'm not baptizing you. Now, you have to be rugged individuals to be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven, because it's narrow, and it happens to be... you have to really squeeze yourself into the kingdom of heaven. You have to have patience and go through the rough times. You're going to go through rough times. I mean, I've been put through the ringer down through the years, and you have to patiently take it and just keep fighting back with the Word of God. But here we have old rough and tough Johnny Cash to sing for you. Run on!
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Okay, praise the Lord. Yeah, you're going to be cut down, and all the people that are telling lies about Christians and lying to the American people. The American people and the people of the world know that there's something very bad going on. Satan has been cast down to the earth, and he knows that his time is short. And therefore, he's full of wrath, and he's doing everything in his power to confuse people and to destroy them, because misery loves company. He knows he's going to hell soon, and then to be cast in the lake of fire with all the evil angels that followed him out of heaven. Now, it's for sure there's a heaven, and there's for sure there's a hell, because I've seen them both. And I know that Jesus lives because he lives in me, but he actually showed me a vision of himself one evening. We were living on Sunshine Terrace over in Studio City, and this bedroom was the darkest bedroom I've ever been in my life. You couldn't see anything in there. And all of a sudden, this vapor came down, and it turned into an oval-shaped mirror. And I just was watching it because I was wide awake, and it didn't frighten me, but I was just, because I've had so many visions before, I was just wondering whether it was a vision from the Lord or the devil. I've learned how to tell the difference between a vision from the Lord and a vision from the devil. And all of a sudden, it turned into full color. It was a gold-shaped oval mirror, and all of a sudden in there, there was Jesus was sitting right on a chair. It was a purple, it looked like cloth, and then it was trimmed with gold. The arms were gold. And also, he had a crown on his head. It wasn't a big crown. It just looked very tasteful. I could never understand why people don't wear crowns. His hair was black and bushy, not blonde. He had black eyes, not blue eyes. And I thought he was taking me to heaven, taking me home. And so I said, Lord, he says, no, not right now. And so he put his hand up. And I could see there was no nail-pierced hand, because there's no imperfection in heaven. When he says no, that means none whatsoever. And I didn't even think about it at that time, but he started telling me that I have to really read the Word of God and pay attention to it, because it was very important. He made me know that he liked me. He really liked me a lot. But he was warning me, you know, I like you, but I'm warning you that you have to read the Word. Otherwise, millions of souls will be lost, and millions of billions of people will never hear the truth. Because you can just look anywhere today, and you'll not find really any preachers that are preaching who the devil is. Mm-hmm. And they're also very vacant so far as depth. They don't have any depth, and most of them are operating as Protestants, but they're actually Catholic. And the Bible states that the Catholic, the Roman Catholic cult, the headquarters of Satan is in Rome, Italy, in the city of the seven hills or the seven mountains, and that that great red dragon, the devil, is giving power unto this satanic organization there, this cesspool of corruption, and that it says Satan's seat is in Rome, Italy. And so on the Greg Szymanski's show today, I said a lot of these things because Szymanski is really anti-Vatican as well. And I thanked him for sending me something that he found on the, or he's a friend of his, has something on the website, and it's a man running for the Senate, I believe. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so he, the man is going to run for the Senate, and so he is running on an anti-Catholic bill. Okay, now go ahead. I want you to read what Greg Szymanski got from him on this man's website. Go ahead.
Christopher Strunk is the first known state candidate in the entire country running on an anti-Vatican Jesuit ticket.
Yes, as a senator. Okay, now go ahead and read it.
The CIA has granted Strunk's request to have administrative officials require all Jesuit priests living and working in the United States to register as agents of a foreign power.
Well, you know why that is, because why should a foreign power be running the United States of America? But that's what's happening, folks, because Satan wants to destroy the United States of America. Keep going.
The Vatican State under the Logan Act. The Logan Act is a federal law that forbids unauthorized citizens from negotiating with foreign governments.
Okay, now, it says they, all these Jesuits, but they're so secretive, they're not going to be able to do it. And so the man, this man running for Senate, is actually naive. He's very naive. And that's the problem. When people, certain people have the guts to fight this bunch of devils, they're so naive that they don't know that even if he got to be a senator and he was running under that bill and they made a, were about to make a law to make all Jesuits, all these foreign Catholics in this country that are destroying it, put a sign out on their front lawn and say, I am a sneaky Jesuit devil. No, they're not going to do that, right? But it's like the same thing. I guess he might have got the idea for this from these sex offenders, that, you know, they say that all sex offenders should put a sign on their, out in their lawn, in front of the house, saying, in this house lives a sex offender, so that people in the neighborhood are not deceived. Now, I've never been a sex offender in my life, but the Vatican has accused me of everything, including child abuse, which they had to drop the charges because I went into court to prove, and they dropped the charges right away. And then they're saying, you know, I'm a sex offender and all this. This is baloney, folks, okay? Mm-hmm. But the ones that are the liars are the people that are on television and on radio. The Bible says that Satan would be given a mouth in the last days, and this is the media. And the reason that the Vatican has to use those kind of people because they can go to, they want to take over every country in the world. And the way they do it is they start building up a hate campaign just like they did the Jews in Germany. They make them, they say that these people are evil, they're wicked, and look at God made them ugly. They got big noses and thick lips. And but, you know, if you noticed, not too many years ago, and even today, that a lot of your movie stars, I mean, the most beautiful people in the world, are Jewish, okay? Mm-hmm. But they just did that anyway to make the people hate the Jews. Well, that's what they're doing today with Christians. They're saying they're child abusers. They're running a slave labor camp for children. They put people under hoodoo and voodoo, and when in reality, they're the ones that are abusers of children. They destroyed the people over at Waco, Texas. They said, well, the reason we destroyed them is because they were abusing the children. They weren't abusing the children. I know people that used to hang out with the head of that church, and they said he was the nicest guy in the world, David Koresh. And one of them used to go there and play. Koresh used to play a guitar or something, and this guy, I was in the music business, and he called me and told me, man, I used to go over there and drum with him. And those kids were the sweetest kids in the world. And, of course, the media jumped right on the bandwagon with the rest of the supposed-to-be federal government agents. And they started saying, no, he was a cult leader. He was married to all those people over there. He was having sex with other men's wives and all this kind of stuff. That people is just stinking out-and-out dirty, filthy lies. Okay, and that's what they may be saying about me. But there's no way in the world that I would challenge this satanic organization unless I knew that the Lord was backing me up. And let me tell you something. The Lord doesn't back up liars. Okay? They can't find any marriage license in me. I'm 73 and a half years old. I'm not out after sex with women or little girls or any kind of person. But you people, the Vatican, you people in the Vatican are having sex with little boys and little girls and with each other. You're homosexuals. You're an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. And there's people that call themselves Protestant preachers that say that these people that they say homosexuality, they put homosexuals and people that are polygamous in the same basket, but God doesn't condemn. He condemns homosexuality, but he does not condemn people that have more than one wife. As a matter of fact, Samuel's father had two wives. Amen?
Amen.
And Moses had three wives, and Gideon had many wives, and so did David and Solomon and all a bunch of other patriarchs in the Bible. Many of them had several wives, so that's not a sin. But you've got people, a preacher from San Antonio, Texas, that says, you know, like all those people are going to hell. What is he talking about? He should stop eating so much and lose some weight and get a hold of the Lord so that he can stop telling these lies about and making it bad on Christians or anybody that has God has given them more than one wife. Now, I'm not preaching that people should do that at all unless God tells them. But if God tells you to do it, you should. You must do it, okay? That's an absolute must. But at any rate, so that's what they're doing is they're telling lies about people that are not true. And they have the media. They can just keep running it over and over on television. And if they tell a lie long enough and strong enough, you know, a bunch of people out there never investigate. They just believe what the media says no matter what. But let's continue on with this. What's this man's name again that wrote this?
Christopher Strunk.
Strunk. Okay, go ahead.
Quote, there is more to Jesuit and Vatican power controlling our foreign and domestic policy than meets the eye, unquote, said Christopher Strunk.
Well, I've been preaching this for over close to 44 years. Then what?
Candidate for the New York State Senate in Brooklyn's 18th District.
See, he's running for senator. Okay, then what?
Quote, I first became aware of the enormous power wielded in New York State and the country during the 1980s when I was involved in numerous domestic law disputes, unquote, said Strunk. After researching the law, I came to the conclusion that we are living under Roman canon law, which sparked my interest to research the Jesuits, unquote.
Okay, well, you know, I've been preaching that for months, okay? For years, really. Okay, then what?
After concluding the Jesuit order and Vatican wield enormous political and satanic power in the U.S., Strunk, in trying to warn New Yorkers openly in his campaign that the Vatican is at the heart of what has come to be known as the New World Order, striving for a one-world government and religion. Quote, I have come out openly against them and now will gather solid evidence proving my point, unquote, added Strunk, who filed the CIA request to register Jesuits as agents of a foreign power.
Right, so, you know, that would be neat if that happened because so you could see how many Jesuits there are. There are many people that have written books on the the Vatican, and they say that they're like termites. They bore themselves into every branch of American life in every other country in the world. Now, they want to run the media because so they make ogres out of different countries that don't go along with the Jesuit plan, and so that they can make everybody hate them, just like they make people hate Jews and Christians and other people as well, and so that they can recruit our armed forces here in the United States to go bomb them and blow them up and take them over to instill democracy into the country. Well, democracy, we're not to run our country or any of the world by democracy. We're to run it by the Lord, the Lord's word. Because democracy is we the people, and the people have consistently been wrong. Now, what do you have there, Sharon?
Excerpt from the Jesuit Oath.
Okay, here is the Jesuit Catholic Oath, and you can find it in the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. You can get a copy of it from the Freedom of Information Act. I have a copy of it if you'd like to have it. We have to put that oath on our website, okay? And go ahead and read it.
I do further promise.
Okay, this is a Jesuit speaking. Before they can become Jesuits, it's an actual secret society. Now, I was a very good friend of Alberto Rivera, who was next to the Black Pope in Rome. And he put me on to a lot of things. I'd written a tract, a piece of literature called The Pope's Secrets, with a lot of things that I knew already. And so he and Jack Chick called me into Jack Chick's office in Chino, California. And he said, both of them were smiling, and they said, were you in the Vatican? How did you find out all these things? Because there's such a secret society. And he says, I said, no, the Lord just told me about that stuff. And so they just, Alberto Rivera used to request tons of my literature entitled The Pope's Secret. He wanted me to fly with him over to Rome and sprinkle them over the Vatican. I said, Alberto, don't you know that if anyone flew over the top of the Vatican bigger than a pigeon, they'd shoot it down? They have guards all around that place. They have guns. We don't have guns. That's another thing that they say that we have. They've raided our place and turned everything upside down. We won't even allow our children to have a squirt gun. Cap pistols, we won't allow them in this church. We don't even allow a bow and arrow or any type of weapon, a knife, anything like that. Because we know that these Vaticanites are looking to say that we have guns. And they said that on television. They put a picture of Buster White, who is attendant. What happened was there was some of these people that are lame brains in this town of Falk, Arkansas, and what they did is they drive by and use vulgar language. This town was at one time, and I still think it is, the headquarters for the Ku Klux Klan, which is another division of the Vatican. And, I mean, they fired bullets into our church. That was the final straw, and they were sending notes around that they wanted to blow up our children, because, like the FBI did over at Waco. They said, well, it would be better than to live under the reign of Tony Alamo. I mean, I treat every kid in this place as though it were my own child. Amen. I mean, and everybody here knows that.
Amen.
Okay, and I believe that anyone that would cause any trouble to a little child like that, here are these weasels in this town that need to be saved. They are accusing us of all these things, and I'm not going to, you know, it's like he said, she said, and the media comes here and jumps on that right away and say, will you do an interview with us? And we have their side of the story. Now, can we get your side? Well, I'm not going to let them say whatever they want to do. I'm not going to answer such things, to dignify such things with an answer on it. I'm saying it right here, so I don't have to listen to their side of the story. They put their side of the story out in the media, and I wouldn't give them an interview. And so, believe what you will, but I'm exposing them, and they're doing this to me because I've been exposing them for so many years. And none of the other supposed to be Christians will do it because they don't want to come under the same persecution that I did. Bill, you want to know why? Because they're fearful and unbelieving. And the Bible says that the fearful and unbelieving people will spend eternity in the lake of fire with Satan and all of his angels that followed him out of the kingdom of heaven. Okay, so let's read the rest of this Jesuit oath.
I do further promise and declare that I will, when opportunity presents, make and wage relentless war, secretly and openly, against all heretics, Protestants and Masons, as I am directed to do, to extirpate them from the face of the whole earth, and that I will spare neither age, sex...
Yeah, they want to wipe everybody out on the earth that is not Catholic. That's why people fled from England to come over here, so that there could be the freedom of religion, because these people... As satanic as they are, they actually believe, or they try to make all their people believe that they're Christians. And some of the people in the lower ranks of the Catholic cult, they're nice people. I mean, I've met the Mother Superior over, that's what they call her, over at the hospital in Memphis, right next door to the Danny Thomas place for children. And she offered me, because I came with, came in there and told her, what I'm trying to do is save babies' lives and also women's lives. Now, there's a lot of people in this world that would love to adopt children. And the minute I did that, every newspaper in the country that was coming against me saying that I wanted to raise little deformed babies, they're killing these deformed babies. And I said, we'll raise them, we'll feed them. They said that I was going to put them to work out in the fields. Let me tell you something. There's nobody in this church that works in the fields anywhere. There, we don't raise vegetables or cattle or anything like that. We work. We have other jobs, but we do not have fields for kids. And the people in this church that cannot do anything at all, they don't even have to do any work whatsoever. One of our people had some kind of a stroke, and he looks like he's able-bodied, but I won't let him work. Unless he volunteers to go and work someplace, I won't. And his wife, they volunteer because they just don't want to sit around. But no one over here really works hard at this church, okay? But on the other hand, they have the slave labor camps all over the world. And they're using children, and they're bashing their heads. And listen to the rest of this Jesuit oath.
I will spare neither age, sex, nor condition, and that I will hang, burn, waste, boil, flay, strangle, and bury alive these infamous heretics.
Anybody is a heretic unless you belong to that murderous cult. The one that started the Civil War and every other war in this world. The First World War, the Second World War, and the problems over in Iraq. They did it all. I mean, this is the Lord, the Bible says that they're the mother of every abomination, every evil, sinful thing in this world. Go ahead.
Rip up the stomachs and wombs of their women and crush their infants' heads against the walls.
They vow to do this, folks, and that's what they're doing. And even today, under George W. Bush, they're saying that it's all right to torture people. It's the same Jesuit, dirty, filthy tricks that they're doing today. And they brain damage people. Most people call it brainwash. I don't know, their brains need to be washed. But they're brain damaging, and they brain damage everybody in this world, except those of us that really know the truth. And then keep going.
In order to annihilate their execrable race, that when the same cannot be done openly, I will secretly use the poisonous cup, the strangulation cord, the steel of the poniard, or the leaden bullet, regardless of the honor, rank, dignity, or authority of the persons, whatever may be their condition in life, either public or private, as I at any time may be directed.
These were Catholics in Nazi Germany that wiped out, in Poland, that wiped out all those Jews. I mean, and they wiped out Jews and millions of people all over the world. And they say that, oh, we love it. These lower people, the lower ranks, they really, some of them are sincere, and they say, we love the Lord. But when Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King, several hundred years ago, went to the Vatican, he came back saying, the Vatican is a sewer of corruption. Okay, keep going.
As I at any time may be directed so to do by any agents of the Pope or superior of the Brotherhood of the Holy Father of the Society of Jesus.
Okay, now, from the beginning, this is an excerpt out of a book. They didn't put the name of the book here. From the beginning, it says, his presidency, President Bush, has been promoting the Jesuit agenda. 2 months into his presidency, surrounded by cardinals of Rome, and the president dedicated a cultural center in Washington, D.C., to the honor of the Pope, who is the greatest enemy this republic, which is the United States, supposed to be a republic, has ever had. The Pope of Rome, this is out of a Catholic newspaper now, but it doesn't say this, but most of this it does say in this Catholic newspaper. The Pope, and I'm going to give you the newspaper, the Pope of Rome is the most dangerous enemy of everybody in the world. Bush declared that he, the Pope, that he is going to enforce the words and teachings of the Pope here in America. That's against the U.S. Constitution. The government shall have no favorite religion whatsoever. We all are. So what he's doing is enforcing the teachings of this cult here in America. Now, quote, this is the quote. The best way, Bush said, to honor Pope John Paul II, truly one of the great men, is to take his teachings seriously. Bush, you retarded, aren't you? You don't know that? Let me tell you then, okay? To take his teachings seriously, to listen to his words, and put his words and his teachings into action here in America. In other words, they're doing it too. They went under the orders of Clinton and murdered those people at Waco, and then they blew up the federal building. And that was the teamwork with the FBI and that other guy. And this is written by Patricia Zapoa, Catholic News Service, March 24th, 2001. Order a copy. Order a copy for yourself. It's the Catholic News Service, March the 24th, 2001. Okay? This isn't hogwash. It's in their own newspapers. Several years ago, they said, I broke the Catholic Church down. It used to have 1 billion people in it. And they said that through my teachings, have cut that cult in half, where there's only 500 million of them. And this was around 20 years ago, somewhere in that area. And the President Abraham Lincoln stated, quote, I see a very dark cloud on our horizon. He's talking about the United States. And that dark cloud is coming from Rome. It is filled with tears of blood. It will rise and increase till its flanks will be torn by a flash of lightning followed by a fearful peal of thunder. Then a cyclone such as the world has never seen will pass over this country, spreading ruin and desolation from north to south. And that's what they're into. These are the actual terrorists. they're using another organization to do that along with themselves, like the Muslims. Now, the Vatican is the one that started the Muslim cult, and I have a whole books on it. You can write for one or call for one, and I'll send it to you. So there'll be complete desolation from north to south, and that's what they're saying is happening. These secret Jesuits have atomic bombs in suitcases here in the United States right now and are threatening to blow people up. They're saying it's the Muslims doing it because the Vatican wants you to believe that it is honest and true and godly when it is the most ungodly organization in the world. And the problem is that most cults, like the Muslims and all them, are one with the Vatican, even Satan-worshipping cults. Now it goes on to say, after it is over, Lincoln says, there will be long days of peace and prosperity for popery with its Jesuits and merciless inquisitions will have been forever swept away from our country. And this is in a book called 50 Years in the Church of Rome, page 715, by Charles Chiniquy. Now, Charles Chiniquy was a Catholic priest, and they were wanting to put him to death. And so Lincoln at that time was an attorney, and he was the attorney for Charles Chiniquy. Don't you know that there's millions of statements like this from all people? President Abraham Lincoln blamed the papacy, or the Pope, with the Civil War in these words: "This war would never have been possible without the sinister and secretive influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery," in other words the Pope, "that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons." Lincoln added, "I am for liberty of conscience in its noblest, broadest, and highest sense. But I cannot give liberty of conscience to the Pope and to his followers, the Papists, so long as they tell me through all their councils, theologians, and canon laws, that their conscience orders them to burn my wife, strangle my children, and cut my throat when they find their opportunity." They're extremely patient. They try to make it look like an accident. That's what Alberto Rivera told me. And that's exactly what the federal government of former FBI agent John Peeler told me, is that they want to kill me. They hired him to kill me, but he found out that I was, what he said, squeaky clean, and he said he wouldn't do it. For this, they rewarded him by putting his son in prison. He's been there for years, unless he recants and comes and murders me. All right, now, okay, that was just an excerpt out of the Jesuit Oath, which is recorded in the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. And now let's continue on with this from Greg Szymanski. What was the name of this man that wrote this?
Christopher Strunk.
Okay, Christopher Strunk. Go ahead.
Strunk filed the CIA request to register Jesuits as agents of a foreign power.
Yeah, see, they are not. They come into this country and they don't pay taxes. The Gallo Wine Company doesn't pay tax. All the booze companies in the United States don't pay tax. It's no wonder that they can prosper, because they are agents from a foreign country, and they don't fall under the law. They can rape your wife, and you can't prosecute them. They can do anything. They park their cars in front of the UN building in New York, and they can't even ticket them. And the marshals say, "I don't want to go there anymore. Man, when I take my wife there, they pinch her and grab her and hold her." And you know, it's like, these people are devils. Because I heard them while I was in prison on false charges. They've charged me with over 100 different things, and I wasn't guilty of anything that they ever said. And so there's a bunch of belligerent idiots in the town of Falk. Mayors get into office by saying they're going to run me out of town and all this stuff. They just use that to get elected and so on, because they've brain damaged these people. They're really mental cases, is what it is. And they pass out. It doesn't bother me that much because but I got it out. These are influenced by the Jesuits. This is from Rome, not from this town here. Mm-hmm. Rome, through its media, is able to really mesmerize people that are stupid. That's the only people that join that cult, is because they don't have to learn the Bible. They just say Our Father, Holy Mary, and these kind of chants, which is incantations. But I want you to continue reading this from that.
Quote, once we do that and get their names out in the open.
Yeah, so he's saying we got to get these Jesuits' names out in the open, because they're the ones bombing all these different places. They're the ones that blew up the World Trade Center. It's the Jesuits, because what they want to do is make everybody believe that we got to go to war against the people in Iraq, because the Pope wants to control Iraq. He wants to instill democracy there. In any other country, like Turkey or any place where they don't have a Jesuit person that will listen implicitly to the Pope, they have to smear them in the news media. Oh, my God, this guy, Sodom is saying this man is a devil. He's a devil. We've got to pull his statue down. We've got to bomb a bunch of millions of little children and women, innocent people over there. They want it. We've got to change their culture to make them be democracy of the people, by the people, for the people, because they know that they can brainwash the people and maneuver them against you. It's a whole mob. They can maneuver them against true Christianity, such as myself. Now, if you want to find out how much power or strength your preacher has, ask them if they believe that the Pope of Rome is the Antichrist, or the head of the entire body of Antichrist throughout the world. And if they say no, then you know that you're in either a very naive church or a church that is totally possessed with the devil. Ask them if they think that Catholicism is dangerous. Why, you heard their oath, didn't you, that they would kill you? They said that even stoop so low as to become a Jew, infiltrate into a Jewish synagogue, to contaminate it, to bring false charges against it to the media. And then the media just really loves to jump on that. But the charges of all these different priests of having sex with little boys, hundreds of thousands of them, that's not fake, folks. That's real stuff. Otherwise, the Vatican wouldn't have paid millions of dollars. Well, where does the Vatican get all this money? You think that people are tithing? No, they run this government. The tax money that you pay is the one that paid off the courts so that their priests, their homosexual priests, would not be prosecuted. They paid $500 million in one place, and it's just untold amounts of money, because they don't worry about money. They know that you're going to pay your taxes next year, or for this year, still have to pay it. And they've got plenty of money. When they say that they don't have any money, they're broke, they need tithes and offerings, don't believe it. They've got more money than anybody on the face of this earth, and they're trying to say that some of these other people have got money. Okay, let's read the rest of that.
Then we can pursue evidence showing their goals of working to overthrow the U.S. Constitution, as they tried during the time of Lincoln in the Civil War. In order to prove his point, Strunk used the Jesuit priest, who they call Father Pierre de Chardin, the father of liberation theology and the New Age movement in the U.S., as the main connection between Jesuit infiltration and followers in the U.S. government, including the Clinton and Bush families, not to mention the entire Congress, Senate, and Supreme Court. Strunk said people need to wake up and read how the Vatican has manipulated U.S. history, including assassinating Lincoln and fomenting the Civil War, in order to really understand the, quote, breadth and scope of Vatican behind-the-scenes control in the United States
today.
Okay,
so you see, folks, that I'm not the only one. There are literally millions of people that know this. Sharon, read this as Psalm 2, because these people, go ahead.
Why do the heathen rage?
Why do the people in this country and in the world, are they raging against the people of the Lord? Then what?
And the people imagine a vain thing.
Yeah, something that isn't true. They're imagining lies that have been told to them. Then what?
The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying...
Yeah, okay, so we are the anointed of the Lord. Jesus and we, true Christians, are one. So against his anointed. Okay, then what else?
Saying, let us break their bands asunder.
Okay, so when it says break their bands asunder, that means not just break his band asunder, Jesus, but all of us also that are the part, the body of Christ. He's the head and we are the body. Then go ahead.
And cast away their cords from us.
Cast away their cords. So what they do, you know what that means, anybody? No. Okay, what it means is that we have ties in this world. There are many people that believe the gospel that I preach. And so they become connected with us. They're cords between us. It's like the evil people have connections with each other. And so they want to ruin our connections with people in the world so they won't tithe to us, so they won't listen to us or anything. And so that's what they're saying. Let's wreck their reputations. Let's destroy everything about them, just like they say in the Jesuit oath. Okay, then what?
He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh.
So the Lord right now is laughing at you bunch of Catholics and you people that have been brain damaged by them. Go ahead.
The Lord shall have them in derision.
Yeah, he'll have you. He's going to do something to you. And then what?
Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath. And
so in his wrath, God's going to have wrath on you folks out there. And he's going to kill you, okay? The Bible says so. You're coming against the actual continuation of the Lord's incarnation here on earth. Christ with the Father by the Spirit is in me and every true Christian in the world. Okay, then what?
And vex them in his sore displeasure.
He's going to vex them in their sore displeasure, okay?
Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Sion. I will declare the decree the Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance.
And we and his son are one. My time is up, but read the second psalm, read the first one, read the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now you, I'm informing you, it's because the Lord loves you, and he wants you to know who the enemy is. And he wants the Catholics to know that if they repent from this organization and join us, people that believe like us, and you won't know that unless you ask them, do you believe that the Catholic Church is of the Lord? And if they say yes, well, then you know you're talking to a devil. Okay, the Bible says that the devil disguises himself as an angel of light in this world. That's the New Testament. Okay, so the way to get saved, the way to be one with Christ, Christ is the bread of life, and if you unite yourself in him, then you are also the bread of life. Christ is the light of the world, and if you unite yourself with him, you're also the light of the world. So, say this prayer, and just don't even hesitate to say it. Just do it, and you'll see there'll be your life will be changing for the best. It's a completely new life where you're really alive. Say it. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I believe you did that. Therefore, I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. And therefore I know that you've heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. And now Sharon is going to tell you several ways how to receive a copy of this program, number 556. Make sure you mention 556, and whether you want a CD or an audio tape.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another expose on who the devil is and an expose on who the Lord is, okay? You have to choose this day who you're going to serve. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Okay, John Cash sang Run On, and I'm singing now Onward, Christian Soldiers. Amen?
Amen.
You have to go onward to the end, serving the Lord patiently.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to one, with the cross of Jesus go.
Thank you.